Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an agricultural marketing and planning meeting Tuesday, January 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Terre Haute, Indiana. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 9.85, up 26 on the open. May, 9.87, up 20. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9.48, up 21.5 on the open. May, 9.67, up 26. July, 8.75, up 23.5. And then September, 8.87, up 20 on the open. March corn opened at 5.09, up 6.5 on the open. May, 5.21.5, up 6.75. July, 5.31.5, up 6.25. September, 5.30, up 8. December, 5.28.5, up 7.25. March, 5.33.75, up 6.5. May, 5.38.75, up 7.75. July of 2009, 5.42.25, up 7 on the open. March beans open at 12.92, up 15 on the open. May, 13.14, up 17.5. July, 13.29.5, up 15.25. August, 13.29, up 25. November, 12.90, up 16. And January of 2009, $13, up 16 on the open. March soybean meal open at 3.51, up 4.10 on the open. May, 3.58.50, up 4.70. March soybean oil open at 53.40, up 67 on the open. May, 54, up 62. January feeders open at 96.50, down 47.5 on the open. February live cattle open at 89.90, down 15 on the open. February lean hogs open at 54.95, up 50 on the open. And February bellies open at 83.60, up 12.5 on the open. Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Landing at the Lincoln Trail Golf Course in Taylorville, the meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock this evening. Panelists include Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, Matt Bennett of Bennett Grain, and Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. That's at 7 o'clock this evening at the Landing at the Lincoln Trail Golf Course. No advance registration is required, and the meeting is free. We do indeed hope to see you there.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's yet another wild and volatile trade day today, Dan, and it's actually been five of these in a row, essentially. And my biggest example of this is Minneapolis wheat yesterday actually went from limit down to limit up.
And my guess is what we're getting now is we're probably going to see more of over the next several weeks. I think we've reached some price levels here that, you know, the trade is worrisome about buying it, but then on, and then you've got a whole bunch of people that's maybe trying to pick the top, and nobody really knows. I think in the marketplace there's a lot of confusion. Nobody's made money buying, you know, $11 Minneapolis wheat and having it go to 16. So there's worrisome there from buying it. People are afraid to buy it. That's just like corn. It's not very many people has made money buying $5 corn or $12 or $13 soybeans. So, you know, we're in this new territory, you're going to get more and more, I think, volatility in the marketplace. I don't necessarily like volatility from a point of a market that's going higher, because that tells you there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of confusion, and you need conviction in a market if you're going to go in one direction or the other. It's great for the brokerage industry. They like volatility because that gets a lot of trade activity going on. It'll be, you know, something to watch in here. But the markets are worried about acreage, and, you know, last week's report or a week ago's report basically, you know, laid the groundwork for the market to continue to worry about acreage, especially with the wheat number coming in much smaller than what the trade was looking for, the hard red winter wheat out west. So the function of the market now will be to try to buy spring wheat acres. And that's why, you know, it's, Minneapolis wheat is, I think, $3 or so higher than the Chicago market. So, and if the Minneapolis wheat has to go to, you know, $12, $13, $14 to buy spring wheat acres, then that pulls those acres out of the bean camp, and then that provides underlying support to beans. And then we've got a lot of, you know, swinging back and forth on the acres, but that's what the market is focused on now with the final crop production number behind us.
One of the functions of the marketplace is to ration demand. How well is the marketplace rationing old corn crop demand?
There's none of nobody can really see any because the livestock industry seems to be hanging tough in here, hoping that prices will turn down somewhere along the line. The ethanol people still have some, there's improved margins in ethanol, export demand. You can see this morning's numbers, how strong they were for corn. So there's no indication at that. But by the time we see something like that, though, it'll be too late. I mean, it'll explain why the market has fallen down. That's the hard thing about this market. So you still have to kind of watch the technical side of the market for some indications that maybe that is taking place. But for right now, there's no sign of that. But that doesn't mean it's not happening now, you know, because a lot of the bullishness that's been put into the market since the crop report, that may have end users rethinking with their plans. And like the export sales number, that's all a reflection of demand prior to USDA's report.
All right, then, in lead month options, then why don't you give us your technical signals for that would give you some concern?
I guess I would be a little concerned if the market closed the chart gaps that was left in the marketplace on Friday's open. I think that is where a lot of chart people will be watching to see whether or not those gaps stay open in this volatility. If they come down and close those gaps, now this would be on a regular session chart, then that would indicate that maybe this market might not be quite as strong as what the trade is thinking. But as long as those chart gaps stay open, and we can escape that, especially with this market as overbought as it is, then I think that spells well that the market might continue to try to climb higher for another couple of weeks. For the most part, I mean, not every January, the market doesn't respond the same to every January crop report, but usually when you get a bullish January crop report, the market stays firm into the end of the month, and then if it's going to have a breather, it usually occurs during February.
So you said the chart gaps in the pit charts or in the composites?
I would go with the pit charts, the regular session, the 9:30 to 1:15 charts.
All right, then, before I let you go, let me ask you, what's a producer to do about these price levels?
Well, like I stated, you know, last week, I think, you know, farmers have to decide on what they want. I'm up here at the top producer conference in Chicago right now. We had a lot of conversation with producers on that. And I told them that if I was a farmer and was wanting to kind of manage my profit, that I would be using a lot of put strategies hooked onto a cash contract with the local elevator. And be managing my marketing that way. That way you don't have any cash outlays. You buy this put protection until you kind of see maybe what the average price is going to be during February, and then you can evaluate, you know, your crop insurance strategies with your cash sale strategies with puts hooked onto the cash contract, and, you know, you can reevaluate that. But I think, you know, from a producer with these kind of per-acre grosses, you know, one has to look at it from a business point of view. But, you know, you also got to realize as soon as you start moving your money off the table that, you know, the opportunity to make additional monies is diminishing. But producers have to kind of decide on what they want to do.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, grain analyst for Archer Daniels Midland Company in Decatur, Illinois. Let's look at the current the fur ticks real quick. December corn at 5:30, up 8 3/4, and the November beans at 1301, up 27. You're listening to WILO Urbana. And